Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. If anyone has caused grief, he has not so much grieved me as he has grieved all of you to some extent, not to put it too severely. The punishment inflicted on him by the majority is sufficient. Now, instead, you ought to forgive and comfort him so that he will not be overwhelmed by excessive sorrow. I urge you, therefore, to reaffirm your love for him. Another reason I wrote you was to see if you would stand the test and be obedient in everything. Anyone you forgive, I also forgive. And what I have forgiven, if there was anything to forgive, I have forgiven in the sight of Christ for your sake, in order that Satan might not outwit us, for we are not unaware of his schemes. What if you got welcomed instead? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Imagine this. You've messed up. Big time. Maybe you lost your temper with a friend, cheated on a test, or said something mean you wish you could take back. Now, imagine walking into a room full of people who know exactly what you did. What do you expect? Glares? People whispering about you? A cold shoulder? Nobody wants to sit next to you? Now, what if, instead of rejection, you got welcomed? A smile? A hug? Someone saying, "We're glad you're here." That's what Paul is telling the Corinthians to do. Someone in their church had fallen into serious sin. At first, the congregation had to confront it. That's important. Sin can't be ignored. But now, he has repented. He was broken over what he had done. And Paul says, "Forgive him. Comfort him. Reaffirm your love for him." Why? Because that's what Jesus does for us. We sin. We grieve God. But when we turn back, what does he do? Arms open. No crossed arms. No, "I told you so." Just full, real, undeserved grace. Paul warns, if we refuse to forgive, we're playing into Satan's hands. The enemy wants guilt to crush people. He wants shame to keep them far from God. But Jesus, he crushes shame. He restores. He welcomes us back. This isn't always easy. Sometimes we want to hold on to anger. We want people to earn their way back. But grace doesn't work that way. It's freely given. So, who in your life needs your welcome today? Maybe a classmate who messed up, a sibling who got on your nerves, a friend who said something unkind. Who needs to know that because of Jesus, there's a way back home? We pray to our Savior. Jesus, thank you for never turning us away. Teach us to forgive, like you do. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.